From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, NPR's David Folkenflik on media coverage of Ebola.
But first, the news today on Ebola. President Obama has postponed his travel plans to convene a meeting this afternoon with his cabinet members on the government's response to Ebola. This comes, of course, as that second Dallas healthcare worker has tested positive for Ebola. And we got news today that she traveled on a Frontier Airlines flight from Cleveland to Dallas just 2 days ago, one day before the diagnosis. Dwali Saikautau is a reporter with KERA in Dallas. She's been following the story. Dwali, the CDC has been giving some more information today. What more are we learning?
Well, we've just learned that they are going to move this second nurse to Emory. That's where two of the Americans who had contracted Ebola, were moved there and recovered. So that's the hope.
And they're transferring that patient to Atlanta, but not the other one, not Nina Pham.
That we haven't heard yet, and it's not clear why they're moving this patient different from Nina Pham. We understand that Nina Pham is improving, her condition is improving. This particular person, whose name has not been identified, is a female nurse in her mid-20s, and we don't know exactly what her actual condition is, only that she had a fever and was isolated within 90 minutes.
But we are hearing that she did care for or have some contact with Thomas Eric Duncan in the early days before they had confirmed that he had Ebola, right?
That's right. Dr. Frieden says that, the first few days is the highest risk period, and both those nurses worked during that time. So, it's still unclear how these nurses were infected, and that investigation is ongoing.
And yet this second nurse, even knowing that she had come in contact with Thomas Eric Duncan and then later that he had been diagnosed with Ebola, went and took this flight. A lot of people asking a lot of questions about that. In fact, the CDC is saying today the patient should not have traveled and that no one now who is being actively monitored will be allowed to travel. Tell us more about the what we know about this flight that this nurse took just 2 days ago.
Yes. Obviously, this is a very fast-moving situation. Texas health officials only confirmed the Ebola symptoms of this second nurse around midnight. Within hours, city, county, hospital officials were going into the neighborhood where this person lives. And now this news that this nurse traveled from Cleveland to Dallas. Obviously, there's concern about the time when she took the evening flight to when she reported the fever. So CDC and Frontier Airlines is asking that all 132 passengers on flight 1143 from Cleveland to Dallas, that they should call an 800 number. And that's the idea there is to determine the risk of contracting the disease and, who may have been exposed to this.
And at this morning's press conference, the Dallas mayor, Mike Rawlings, was asked about how people at the apartment complex where this latest healthcare worker victim, person who has been tested positive for Ebola lives, how the people in that apartment complex were notified. Let's listen to what he said.
I personally was at the apartment complex this morning. Each apartment in their complex was, the door was knocked on, and we talked to as many people that came to the door as possible.
Dwali, do we know more about how the city is handling the cleanup of her apartment?
Well, at this point, we know that phase one is taking place, and that's basically the common areas outside her apartment and in the apartment complex. Phase two is when they bring in a contract approved a group of hazmat people who will actually go inside the apartment and remove what they need to, and as well as go into the remove the car. So there's a lot of things happening. People are just finding out about this news, and obviously neighbors have been told about this even before the 7 a.m. briefing.
And what about the other 75 health workers who are being monitored? What do we know about their whereabouts and how that monitoring is taking place?
Well, when asked about the other 75 healthcare workers being monitored, a Dallas County official, Judge Clay Jenkins, said those workers are employed, but they are not working. He also said that facilities are being set up for people who want to be away from their families. They can do that. But the bottom line is that there is actually no protective order on these individuals. So if, for example, they decide that they want to travel, they want to move about, it's anybody's guess about where people are traveling.
And meantime, we've been hearing your reports today about how nurses are saying that they were not adequately trained. They didn't have the adequate protective gear in place to deal with Thomas Eric Duncan or to deal with any Ebola case that may come up. Dr. Daniel Varga, the chief clinical officer for the Texas Health Resources, that's the hospital system that operates Texas Health Presbyterian, spoke to that. Let's hear what he had to say at today's press conference.
I don't think we have a systematic institutional problem. I think the biggest challenge we have right now is obviously first and foremost the care of the two patients that we have and the ongoing screening of folks in the community.
So what about that, Dwali, the idea of doing more to support the hospital staff?
Well, again, this is really about infection control. And so training, education, obviously the unions are concerned about what kind of training their nurses and doctors have received. A lot of what we're hearing are secondary or third reports from people. So we don't yet know directly from nurses themselves about what they have actually been given in terms of training or education. We do know that Dr. Frieden has said over and over again, the CDC's top health chief has said that they are working to actually get as much information out there to every hospital in the country. And obviously that, Dallas is a top priority.
All right. Dwali Saikautau, reporter with KERA in Dallas on the fast-moving situation there. Dwali, thank you.
Thank you.